Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everyone over here at Blog Talk, how y'all doing? I'm finna start a YouTube talking about August the 14th. You see the title and everything. Give me a sec. I got to set up my little stream yard. I started with you all today instead of YouTube. That's why it's like this. So give me a little time. Bear with me just a sec. So the title is August the 14th, 2021, Game Time, top video. Y'all will hear what it's all about once I set it up. I would like for people to call in and talk to me if possible. Like I said, I got to set it up. Well, it looks like I got it set up, so one sec. I got it set up. Need to make it live. So, starting the YouTube now, people. Peace, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to Israel Doctrines Google Hangout. I'm your host, Carl Laverd, and you have now entered into our Google Hangout. As y'all see, the phone number is here. So if you want to call in and we talk about this infinite day, August 14th, game time. Top video, people. That's the title. If you're down with this conversation, if you would like to join in this conversation, because other people have spoke about this day, but they didn't allow y'all to join the conversation. But I figure I would go ahead and put the phone number out there so y'all can call in. But I know you all. I know my audience. Y'all like to watch and gain all the information, but y'all don't like to participate. Because you don't get no fame calling in the Israel Doctor Show talking about this controversial topic. But that's cool. We take it how we get it. But how y'all doing out there? The phone number is 563-999-3083. Now, let me look at the... Can y'all still see me? Let me... What about, oh, they go to Blog Talk. Okay. Can y'all still see me when I click over to Blog Talk? Because I need to be able to see the Blog Talk screen. So I can answer the phone if need be. So let me do this. Let me go to my YouTube and see if I can see myself live when I click over to Blog Talk. Look like I can see myself live. Turn that volume down. How y'all doing out there? Once again, you see the phone number. Let me click Blog Talk now. Oh, I can still see myself. Okay, we good. So, I'm waiting on y'all phone calls. I'm sitting up here looking at myself. Well, I don't know. The camera went off. We'll just turn the camera off then. And that way we ain't got to see me on camera, but we can have a conversation because the conversation is the most important thing. So, the phone number ain't up here, though. It's... The phone number, let me put the phone number up here so y'all can see it. Thought I had it in the title. My bad, 563-999-3083. My bad, people. I'm slipping this morning.
slipping in the darkness.
So that's the phone number, people. If you would like to call in, we will accept your phone call. Getting at the blog talk board now, no phone calls of yet. I don't know what's going on. I do know what's going on, but I'm going to state that I don't know what's going on. But check it out. Mic check, mic check. Mic check, mic check. Mic check, mic check. I'm trying to check out my audio right quick. Mic check, mic check. It's low because I got the phone on the blog talk call, the switchboard. So, like I said, if y'all want to call, let's talk about it. Because lately they've been putting out there August the 14th. If Hassan Kamel and Beast Stinger, Ron Beast Stinger Savage, don't take Bambaataa to court, then it's all said and done with Bambaataa. No more persecution of Bambaataa after the 14th if don't nobody take him to court. But after the 14th, it's the start of the beginning. Start of my fight. Because they're going to leave Bambaataa alone and they're going to turn to me because I've been on Bambaataa case and their cases trying to bring pedophilia into this community. Well, not trying to bring it. They didn't brought it into the community. I played y'all the Khalil Money stuff. He said, I got into Sunday. He said that about 6 months back. Y'all probably never seen the video. I got the video, though. He said, if I don't take down the videos of him, DJ K-Slay, and his gay rapper friends, that K-Slay probably's trafficking, then he's going to come out with this, I have an STD or something. I don't know what. I haven't really watched the video again. I gave it to you all, but I got to analyze the video again because I ain't seen it in a minute. But he said he got a friend of my mother's. My mother got people in Arkansas that she's friend with. She was never friends with people in Chicago like that. She's just like me. She don't got that many friends. So which friend you talking about in Chicago? They probably dead and gone by now. But he said he got a friend of my mother and a friend of mine that he going to come out and tell the world and show the world that I have STDs. I told you I was sitting around with some of my partners. They was bragging about their STDs. I can't brag about an STD because I've never had an STD. Not to my knowledge. I never had the crabs. I never had herpes. I never had none of that stuff. I never had to go to the doctor for none of that. I messed with women that I consider hoish, but they weren't them type of hoes. You know what I'm saying? They weren't them type of hoes. So therefore, I didn't get those type of diseases. What is this dude talking about? Clear the money, you didn't have the information forever. Bring this so-called friend of mine out. A friend of my mother's, bring them out. Bring them out. Please. I wanna laugh. I wanna giggle. I wanna die laughing. I wanna cry. Laugh so hard that I can cry. Like, look at this, what the government did. Some more outrageous acts against me. They got people lying about some type of disease, some sexual transmitted disease that I have. Don't be trying to scare the women away from me, man. I don't have no sexual transmitted disease that I know about. If I got AIDS, I don't know about it, but I don't think I've been sleeping with broads that got AIDS. Because they never called me and say, hey, look, man, you know I got AIDS. Now you might well go check yourself out. But, man, this is low down. But when I do the videos talking about the government outrageous acts. This is a dude that say, I'm with the government, I ain't with the government, maybe I am, and this and that. But he's doing outrageous acts to me. If he's with the government, then he's committing government outrageous acts. Or if he's not with the government, YouTube is down with the government. And they sitting up here watching and listening and paying attention to these people commit government acts, and they not stopping them, and I didn't call them. So they down with the outrageous government acts too. Chat. So all you sovereign spirits, you know, citizens or whatever, it's all good. It's all good. I talked about how I know that your satanic-ass church is against me because I'm speaking the truth. I speak the gospel to the people, and y'all don't like that. My God gave me a stroke. No, your God gave me a stroke. My God just allowed it. You see how I just said that? My God allows stuff. Your God do the foul things. So your God did the foul thing. My God just allowed it. He begged and pleaded for my God to allow it. If my God allow it, he didn't come down here and do it. He didn't send himself down here in no shape, form, or fashion to do it. He just told your God, okay, you can touch him. You can't take his life, but you can touch him. So he touched me. I don't have no problem with him allowing your God to touch me, because all it's going to do is show the world that his servant is stronger than your God. So who want to talk about this? Who want to talk? I'm not going to beg y'all to talk. If y'all don't want to talk, man, call in. I'm going to send this to Facebook inbox. I see ain't nobody calling. Y'all afraid. Y'all afraid that on the 14th, they going to allow your children to get molested. Prepare your children, oil them up for them grown-ups to go up in them. Y'all might as well prepare them for the raping, because they've been trained to force your children in a position to take what they're moving in this culture. They don't want to tell your children they trapped in the culture anymore. They want to tell you that the Zulu Nation, Zulu Comedic Moors, is the first gay family in hip-hop. So that means all those rappers that dealt with the Zulu Nation has been in the first family of gays in hip-hop. You seen when her son named all the Zulu members? I think he said Tupac was Zulu member. The Zulus try to claim Tupac. That's why they came out with the homosexual apparel of Tupac. So when Tupac was with the first gay family, hey, put out the homosexual apparel on that nigga. They want the children to buy that. Tupac was gay. You could be gay too. He was a part of the first family. Ain't Nas a Zulu member? Ain't Lil Wayne a Zulu member? Ain't Ninth One a Zulu member? Ain't what's the lady that rapped with Ninth One? Did the Phoenix Accord and all of that. What's her name? Rhapsody. Ain't she with the Zulu Nation? They're part of the first family of homosexuals. Hip-hop has become a pretty joke. This is a pretty joke. But Troy Terrain came up with that title. But Khalil and Money saying, why you keep trying to put us with the homosexuals? Because he say the homosexual is not the pedophile. The straight people are the pedophile. So therefore, me being straight, I'm a pedophile. I need to be homosexual to get myself out of the pedophilia. Oh, man. Please, somebody call me, talk to me before I laugh myself to death over here. Somebody call me, please. Because this shit is hilarious. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn it over to StreamYard. I'm going to turn the camera on. If you call, put it in the chat that you call, and I go back over to Blog Talk to answer the phone call. This shit is hilarious. I want y'all to see me laughing and smiling at this shit, because they done turned this into a motherfucking carnival. They done turned it into a carnival. I don't know what to say. All you got is, y'all heard Khalil with money. He said that nigga straight and he got sexual transmitted diseases. Like, what the fuck that is? You see, it's been damn near over, because that was last year when his wife had a birthday, right? It's been over a year or so, and this nigga ain't produced nobody yet. I don't have friends. So who the hell are you talking about? I want to see. You produce somebody from Chicago, Illinois, that's my friend, that's going to turn on me and go lie for you all or the government. I don't have friends that sell drugs like this, so you can't hold that over their head. I don't run with pedophiles, so you can't hold that over their head. What do you get from a so-called friend that you holding over their head that they going to turn against me? You motherfuckers is crazy. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy. This shit is hilarious, man. I haven't laughed this hard in some years, man. This shit is crazy. Phone number, though, is 563-999. Get that number down. Call in whenever you want to. If you call in, you got to tell me that you're over there on Blog Talk Radio so I can go turn on your microphone and we'll hear from you. But this shit is hilarious, man. This is hilarious. You and that child trafficker going to take me to court? For real? You done told that he be trafficking children, but you going to take me to court for telling the world that he be trafficking children? Like, we ain't going to get his ass in court and prove that he been trafficking children. Like, what the fuck? You going to have DJ K Slay come out and ruin his million-dollar career as being a hip-hop whatever just to come at me? Y'all got that much pull over? What the fuck did K Slay do? Y'all caught him trafficking children? So y'all got something over his head, nigga. We're going to lock you up forever. You've been trafficking these little black children. And that nigga go do what you want him to do against me? That shit is crazy, man. That shit is crazy. Y'all don't have an angle to come at me with. But if you back up, man, it's cool. I want to see it. I will defend myself against your fucked up angle. But y'all don't have an end. Y'all don't have an end. If y'all think you got an end, bring it. I told you, I keep my shotgun right there. I sleep with it. I do everything. Sometimes I put it right there. It may be a little hard to get with it right there, but when it's right there, I work out. I pick it up and make sure I got enough strength in this hand so when I point it, I can protect myself. How bad? I don't give a fuck right now. I'm waiting for the 14th. I want to see. Ron ain't going to take him to jail. Her son ain't going to take him to jail. And if y'all don't come up with that boy to take his ass to jail, nobody's going to take him to jail. Y'all know all the victims. Y'all just covered up their goddamn face. But when they came into your studio around you, they showed their goddamn face. Y'all know them. But you won't get one of them victims to take them to court. I heard y'all went and kissed the ring. Kissed the ring, goddammit. Y'all been talking noise about me on these YouTube streets. Y'all done let that nigga Israel Doctrine break loose out on me. I know y'all gonna want to take me to court once y'all don't take Bam to court. Affiliates of Layla Wells who hit me with a slap case gonna want to do another slap case. But what is your premise? Intelligent black man, take the first slap case so that y'all have a precedent in doing this slap shit and smack your ass. Foul. Come on now. Who want to talk? It's seven people. Which, who are you seven people? Why the fuck are you sitting here listening and don't want to talk? Let me go over here in the blog talk right quick. See if I got a phone call. Let me turn this camera off so we can maneuver right. No phone call. Come and talk to me. Come and talk to me, man. This shit is hilarious. I can't make this shit up and tell people. When I tell people this shit, they be looking at me like, that type of shit going on with you? Yeah. When I was in the hospital, I was telling the nurses, they was like, you got a YouTube channel and all that. I was like, yeah, I be dealing with this Bell Body shit and they looking. And I guess they were saying, I see, why your dumb ass in here then had a stroke fighting against the world? Nigga, you crazy. Nigga, you crazy. So crazy. I don't give a damn, though. I don't care how people look at me. If I cared, I would go dress up before I get on the camera. Y'all gonna see I got shirts and shit. I can dress up if I want to. I could be like polite and wear the same goddamn shirt for a whole month. And y'all be like, that nigga's wearing that Versace. But I only got one Versace shirt. I got enough money to go buy one good shirt and wear it every goddamn day. But I'm in my white tee. I ain't wore a white tee in a long time, but I've been washing. So I got white tees because the white tees was dirty as white tees until I washed them. But I don't care. I don't care, y'all. I don't. I got niggas that want to kill me. That's what I care about is these niggas going to come and try to kill me or not. I'm not worried about no clothing. What the fuck? I'm not worried about no shoes. I got a drop foot. Every time I walk on these dusty-ass roads, I get my shoes dusty. Why the fuck would I go buy some shoes and get them all dusty? Dragging my feet up and down the highway. What the fuck? Y'all niggas is crazy. Y'all don't know about real life. Nigga asks you how much a loaf of bread costs, and you can't tell them. But you could be the president of the United States. I understand. Y'all gonna call in? Nah, ain't nobody called in yet. Whew. This shit is crazy. It's so amazing. Let me see. I'm gonna try to get this blog talk and put it over there on my Facebook. Maybe somebody will see it and call in and say, man, what the hell is going on with you, Israel Doctrine? Hey. Well, Israel Doctrine and went crazy. These motherfuckers drove me crazy. I'm laughing at their ass. Let me see. How do I find my show? August. Find my show. But we'll just type the huddle in and I'll find the live show. Don't nobody want to call me, huh? Y'all afraid? What y'all afraid of? What are y'all afraid of? I'm so afraid. Fuck it, I just go put the number on the wall and say, call me. Blog Talk Radio, call me. It's more than one way to skin a cat. Call me 563-999-3083. Blog Talk Radio. Woo woo. I'm trying to get some calls, man. Y'all so unfair. If Star said call him, y'all monkey ass to jump on the on the phone quick. If Sonetta said call him, y'all jump on them. Y'all won't call me, though. Y'all niggas scared to call me. Y'all like, I'm not getting into that controversial shit. I see what it did to you, nigga. I'm not letting that shit do that to me.
Woo.
But it's all good. I think I'm going to play some Tupac. Fuck. What's going on? See the camera? Yeah, I see. Round. Tupac, Me Against the World. That's the shit I need to play right now. Me Against the World. I got nothing to lose. Let's turn that up. They ain't gonna play that loud though, cause I got the phone on. It's Me Against the World, baby.
Me Against the World.
I got nothing to lose. It's Me Against the World, baby. Y'all ain't got to come. Y'all can still, look, if y'all watch me for the length of time that I'm here, y'all still help my viewership. Even if I don't say shit or I don't come to you, y'all ain't got to talk to me. I don't care. Leaving dead bodies in the building. To waste the baby's company in them. Or the gap killing. I hit a basket. Maybe you're listening, this cast. Who's the one in the world loves you? Don't trust strangers. See, this is how I was trained. Machiavelli trained, but Tupac trained. You know, Tupac. It. What up, man? Money? Yeah, it's a zone for a minute. I guess he said that nigga back on that dumb body shit. Let me get over there and speak. What's up? Yeah, man, I've been through a lot of shit. But I see you didn't hit that thing, say you over there on Blog Talk ready to talk. It's all good though, man. Y'all ain't gotta carry this pressure. I'm a strong ass nigga. I can hold it down. I can hold it down by my goddamn self if need be. Baby Capone's. I'm like, well, the child left his parents, left him scared for a while. There's another way out. Four hour long, bitter in a young thug. Fuck, we going to play to the end of time. That seemed like the song to play, right? Play some Tupac. My Broken Wings. Perhaps I was addicted to the dark side. To change the time, I think I got it for an hour and 20 minutes. But if y'all don't call in, I'll put some old time just in case somebody fuck around and get on lunch and want to call in. But it's early. It's still breakfast time. Because see, you can walk in when you need. Yeah. It's true indeed. Real homies make this shit through. But have time, we be acting up, call the cop. So, my conversation is August the 14th. What y'all know about that? Have y'all heard about it? The Ron Savage and Hassan Campbell don't take Africa Bambaataa to court. Then it's over with. Ron, what, 56 or Son, 44? It's over with. Y'all done got ran up in years ago, and y'all afraid to say anything about it now. Y'all came on this YouTube and told the whole community or the whole culture, we'll call this a culture, told the whole culture, the hip-hop culture that you trapped in, told the whole culture that Bambaataa ran up in y'all and put your manhood in their mouth and you sucked on his manhood and all this stuff. But now y'all won't take the nigga to the court. Y'all just like these hypocrites. We don't call. We don't snitch. when a nigga talking about killing you, you ain't going to tell the police? You going to get on a computer with a gun like the mother guys, huh? And say, well, come on over here and kill me. I got guns. Hell no. I got guns and I got the police. Hey, feds, police, these niggas talking about killing me. Come get them before I kill them, because if they bring their ass over here, they're going to get murdered. It's premeditated. Because it's kill or be killed, and I'm not trying to let a motherfucker kill me. And you ain't going to say the nigga should have had it loaded. No, the shit is loaded. Cock loaded and ready for your ass when you bring your ass. But see, niggas don't want to just kill me. I've been telling them send their killers. They don't want to send their killers. If they send their killers and I end up dead, all these niggas in this RICO is going to go down. And it's a couple people. You see, I got a couple people on my side that's going to come over and fight for me when I'm dead and gone. Yeah, they kept that nigga coming over to ask about that boy. It's not a game. This shit is real, but game time starts August the 14th. Because after the August 14th, the way I'm fucking with them, they got to bring a slap case against me. What the fuck did he say that we can get at him for? Defamation of character, if nothing else. This nigga got to prove that DJ K. Slay is a goddamn child trapper. But I'm quoting Khalil Mamani. He said he's a child trapper. That he went and got them boys for Africa by Bible. Can I prove that? It's called the Ed Upperman Show. He went on there and said that shit. He tried to clean it up. He said, I don't tell y'all about that. He tried to clean it up. But he said when he was Dizzy D or whatever the fuck K. Slade graffiti name was, he was down with the Spades. And he said the Spades went and got them boys for Africa Bambaataa. Wasn't he a Spade? Didn't he say he used to go get the boys? Well, he was fucking trafficking. Take me to court. I don't care. I would like to talk about it. I ain't going to be like these motherfuckers I keep saying call into the show. I'm not going to sit back and not dial a number. I'm going to dial a goddamn number. And be like, you call me anytime. Call me. You need someone. Hey, you want to talk to me? I want to talk to you. That's why that nigga say he's going to go get my friends from Chicago. Like, I got any goddamn friends. He's going to go get my friends and show the world that I had STDs and I gave them to some people, I guess, some children, I guess is what he's trying to say, or some old folks or somebody. I gave somebody some STDs. And somebody from Chicago is supposed to know about it. That's why I left Chicago. That's why I stay in Arkansas, because I was giving somebody STDs. Was they male or female, nigga? Are you saying I'm gay? What the fuck are you talking about? Are you going to come out and explain it? Mr. Denver, Colorado, Khalil with money, Mr. Whipsack? What the fuck are you talking about? Is this that same shit where you told Mike Wells he sucked your dick and you sucked his dick and y'all going to be sucking each other dicks and shit? The shit that got your first page taken down? Is that what you want to talk about, some shit like that? Hey, Michael Wells was dope, homie. I'm willing to go to court and fight over this shit. You don't wanna push K. Slade to take me to court. I heard K. Slade call you, but y'all didn't talk about me. Cause if he say my name, this is gonna implement his ass in the RICO. RICO. That's gonna implement his ass in the RICO. He better not say my motherfucking name. He would not send me no paperwork. I'm a female in New York City. And y'all can kill me in New York. I know y'all want me on your stomping ground so you can get somebody to snipe me and shit. I'm like Polite up in Ohio when he was with the Black Panthers and they said he was a Black Panther leader. And he said they had snipers and shit on the roof. Yeah, niggas wanted to kill him because he called himself doing some activism shit. Well, I'm doing some real activism shit here. And I know y'all want to kill me. Y'all done made threats. When I was talking about you, Khalil, with money on YouTube, and that dude called into my show and was like, hey, this and that, and you wanted to take responsibility for that shit, Now you don't want to take responsibility for that shit, do you? When that nigga called me and threatened my life, you don't want responsibility for that now, do you? Because you know I done called the feds on your monkey ass and told them this nigga here playing games. But he wasn't supposed to be one of y'all witness protection motherfuckers. I know the marshals is probably handling him, but I don't know the marshals no more. I would call the motherfucking marshals right now. Put the number in the chat and see if I don't call the goddamn marshals and tell them. Your WITSEC agent said he's going to come to Park in Arkansas like he's going to fuck with me. If he come down here, I'm going to kill him. So if y'all love that motherfucker or want to keep y'all program going, you better tell that nigga to stay his ass in Denver, Colorado, and don't bring his ass to Park in Arkansas. You better send a ninja or something, because if he come, his ass is grass. Now, try me. Nigga, try me. You say you coming, come on. Oh, you said your ass was trolling. You better say your ass was trolling. Say fake, nigga, because I ain't playing that shit. I don't buy none of that shit. I don't bar none of that shit. If you're feeling lucky, though, go ahead and get your phone. Because I ain't with that fuck shit. Y'all know where them lyrics from. It's from the song, I'm a Born Killer.
Yeah.
Y'all know the song Born Killer? I used to sit down with my radio and listen to that shit. Holidays come around, Christmas and shit. I used to be in Chicago listening to I'm a Born Killer, your face to face with Scott Pacey. You smooth fucked up, G, and your mama should have told you about a nigga like me, because I don't eat and I don't sleep. Say that motherfucking talk, because talk is weak. And if you think you got beef, well, let's take it to the streets, and I'm going to bring it to your ass, G. I'm coming from the heart, son. I was raised off that shit. It's in me. I don't hide it. What the fucking camera doing on? I don't hide it, y'all niggas. I want to show the world. That's why I'm at war with y'all niggas. I want to show the world that I will fuck a person up. I told you I've been there plenty of times. I just ain't fucked nobody up. But I'm going to tell you, before I die, because I want to die, I want to be able to say I died and resurrected. I want to go through that process. But before I die, I want to kill a motherfucker to say I took a life and know how it feels to take a life of a bitch-ass nigga. There's certain things I want out of life. I might not get them. The Lord might not allow that shit to happen. I want to fuck somebody up. And y'all putting yourself in a good position to get fucked up. I ain't over here crying, talking like no horn, just like, come save me, Mr. FBI. Mr. FBI, you better talk to this motherfucker, because I'm going to put a spark to his ass. I'm going to light his ass up. And y'all supposed to protect this nigga. If I don't light his ass up because y'all trying to protect him, y'all ass going to get lit up. See, I'm about social justice. Y'all ain't heard me come on this motherfucker and tell you how you get social justice. If they kill a black man, as black people, which I ain't got no motherfucking civil rights anyway, as black people, you say, Zimmerman, let's just say Zimmerman. Zimmerman killed that boy. We want an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And if you try to keep us from getting retribution, then your ass got to die. You just don't set it off on the cops and be like, you got to die. You got to tell their ass what you want. Then you got to make sure your demands is met. And if you make reasonable demands, it's your reason between you and your demand. I don't want to hurt you, officer, but if you try to keep that motherfucker away from this justice that I need to pull out, your ass got to go too. Because you're trying to stop the justice system of my people. We need his ass. He killed one out. That's that gang shit. That's that mafia shit. I haven't killed none of you motherfuckers, people. But y'all killed the boy. Or gave a picture for a boy to be murdered, and we can't find his ass. That's God's child that y'all murdered. Even if it ain't his mama child or none of that, God's child, we all God's children. So that's a badass child. You need an ass whooping. It take a community to raise a community. So y'all need an ass whooping. That's what I'm here for. whoop y'all motherfucking ass and make sure y'all do right and get social justice for that young boy that they lied about or told the truth about. They must have told the truth because y'all motherfuckers scared of me. Like, AIDS or something. Y'all like, nah, we ain't fuck with that nigga. We ain't even calling into his show. That nigga there is talking of some real shit and somebody gonna die. If that nigga keep talking that shit, niggas might get murdered for the very words that's coming out of my mouth today. I may get murdered, but they may get murdered. It don't matter, though. Somebody ass might go. Because you can speak life and you can speak death. Well, fuck it. I'm speaking life and death. Not just my life and death, but their life and death. Because if they bosses get mad enough, they'll say, hey, man, let Bam ass go on the 14th and take all these motherfuckers out the game with him. Let him do his thing. But these motherfuckers that went on social media and started some shit and woke that nigga Israel Doctrine up, and we can't beat that nigga, so take all these niggas out. Satisfy that nigga and maybe he'll shut the fuck up. So they life in danger too. Because they ain't the heads of their organization. They got these sovereign spirits out here. They got these churches. They got the First Amendment and shit. But somebody gave them that shit. They have to ask for it. They have to ask for permission for that shit. Can I have a church? Can I act as a church, not a Christian church, but just a church? See, the building is a church. The people in the building is a church. Two different things, though. The building is a church. It's a paradigm. And the people that's in it is a church. That's a different paradigm. Niggas act like the buildings that they in, that's how they organize, is the church. The conscious community is a church. Y'all ain't know y'all was going to church every time Sarnetta turn on his goddamn camera and do the shit that he do? You so-called Hebrew Israelites love to sit over there in this chat room. All y'all people love to sit in that fucked up church over there. Amen? But all y'all like to say it. Amen? Amen, Ra, whatever the fuck. Y'all love sitting over there in that fucked up church. But see, when they make these little sovereign churches, they're the daughters of the mother of harlots. You know who the mother of harlots is? That's the Roman Catholic Church. You know who this child Victor Mack is really against? Because it went against Bambaataa. Roman Savage came into the shit. Before then, it was against the Roman Catholic Church. So all these other little churches, like the House of Conscience, the motherfucking Snitch Network, and all these other little body politics, because that's all it is, a church is a body politic. They are protecting their mothers. They like to tell you I was putting a P on the LGBT community. You right? They making Bambaataa gay. They not making that nigga a pedophile. See, they reversing the conversation when they came out. He was a pedophile. He just molested a young boy. Thank you, DJ K. Slade, for telling Khalil so he can get that out there. But he just molested a little boy. But then it's like, fuck that boy, because his son said he took a picture of the murder room and we can't produce the boy. We don't know if he dead or alive. And we don't want motherfuckers looking around for that boy because we don't know if he dead or alive. They claim that he alive. But they scared if a motherfucker find him because he's in the statue range where he can still pursue his shit. He ain't no 56-year-old motherfucker, no 44-year-old motherfucker. He about 20-something. He just left his teens. Bambaataa molested that motherfucker when he was a teenager just a couple years ago, 2013, to be exact. If he come out, Bambaataa has got some, he got some questions to answer. He ain't going to be able to answer them. That's why they don't fuck with that boy, because they want August the 14th to come around. But see how these hypocrites, they make it up on Ron Savage and her son Campbell to take Bambaataa to court. They know other victims, but they don't talk about them victims. They not putting it on them. That's hypocritical. And they know what the fuck going on, but they don't take Bambaataa to court. they don't force him in the court. They don't force the other victims to come out and whatever else they can do. But Bambada ass could be going to court, not just for the molestation of children, but the possible murder of that boy. Bambada took a picture and gave it to her son Campbell by her son Campbell's own goddamn mouth. They act like they never heard that. They said that nigga Israel Doctor talking about that. We don't fuck with that. But all of them been informed. When y'all see Marcy Hamilton pop up on Layla Wells documentary shit, know that Marcy Hamilton bitch ass knows what's going on because I told that bitch. And that other bitch is trying to put her on and they trying to make some money. These hoes out here, they got the game all fucked up. But it's white privilege. I'm in the pill fucking with a white woman. This shit is going to get ugly. They might brutalize my ass, but it's all good. And don't nobody want to talk to me about this shit? Hit me up. Let me know you over there in the chat. It's real nigga conversation here. Only real niggas can participate in this. That's why Mr. Skinny don't call in this motherfucker. He ain't no real nigga. That's why Melee all day don't call. He ain't no real nigga. That's why real G's don't call in, though he a real G. He won't call into this show. Them niggas acting, no, get that nigga no publicity. I call Sinetta ass again right now. I bet you that nigga be like, no, I'm not coming over there to your show. Back, I'm finna get the fuck off this phone, nigga. You not finna get me caught up in this shit. You done did enough. These niggas is afraid of me. But they claim I got an STD. Well, Caliber Money, that government motherfucker committing them outrageous government acts against me claim that he has a person that knows my mother and me, a family friend, that knows I got STDs, and that's why the fuck I'm out of Chicago hiding in Arkansas. Please, man, you can still have sex with STDs. Now, that's dangerous. You can go to jail for that if you fuck around with an STD and give it to another person. Like I said, I don't know. I got an STD. That ain't no shit that I just go take. Oh, excuse me. Did I go take tests about it? I done had a couple AIDS tests in my life. Scared of some motherfucker when I took them. Because I know I've been out here fucking these hoes. So the possibility is that. But that's why I ain't been fucking with these hoes for a minute. But I ain't got no STD. Y'all can Malachi Z York me and be like, that nigga got STDs and he gave it to all the children and shit. Well, I understand the game that y'all playing. I'm told you, I'm studied up. I'm well studied up. I'm ignorant as a motherfucker, but I'm well studied up. I'm incapable of reading like a motherfucker, but I'm well studied up. Y'all know I'm studied up because this shit with her son is like, man, we didn't see this shit coming a mile away, but that nigga Israel Doctrine sit over there and narrated every piece of this shit that's going down. What the fuck has he been studying? What is he looking at? How that nigga third eye get open like that because that nigga see us clear as day? The community hate it. Man, that motherfucker over there can see too damn good. Need to take them goddamn glasses off. But people, are you with me? Where you at? Holla if you hear me. Niggas, 13 of you motherfuckers in here. But y'all scared to talk? God damn. It frightens me how many of y'all people in the world today, it's fucking cowards. It's fucking cowards. If somebody killed my dog, I'd be after their ass. If somebody raped my dog, I'd be after their ass. If somebody did something to an animal, I would be a certain way. But motherfuckers out here fucking with y'all children? Children that I know of. I might got one down and I ain't going to say a location because you motherfuckers might try to go find me. And I don't want my children to have to pay for my ignorance. But I may have one out there somewhere, a female, a young lady, because I used to slang this thing back in the day. I'm just bragging a little bit, but believe me, I don't want to talk about how I used to slang this thing back in the day. But But niggas like when I talk about my thing like that, because they like talking about my thing. Because they in that LGBTQP community. But I ain't no little child no more. I'm 44. So I don't know, but I don't know, man. These motherfuckers are crazy. Let me turn this camera back on, because I've been looking like this the whole time, and y'all don't even know it. But if y'all ain't going to call and put it in the chat, did y'all call Blog Talk? Because there it is right there. I ain't going to go over to Blog Talk. That motherfucker just going to sit over there and record it. Record this fan and record me. Because I don't give a fuck. Let me listen to some old Tupac until the end of time. I don't give a fuck no more, y'all. Trying to put this deep to the dark side. Who's to say if I was right or wrong? As an outlaw, you feel like for the right to breathe, like what I see is closer to a G. Time to be a G, follow my lead, surprise me. The training to make a G, all along about. More to the day they buried me. Buried as a G, why the whole world is moving. Yeah, I ain't no G, but I can do some G shit. Damn, I hate I can't hear this. Do I have to kill my Blog Talk again and just talk to you motherfuckers? Because I see it's a lot of you motherfuckers over here just watching me. Hey, I'm going to watch his ass. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, but I'm going to watch Israel, Doc. I appreciate the views, but I would like to talk to you motherfuckers. I don't want to kill the Blog Talk and then don't have a chance to talk to you. You niggas know you want to talk. Why the fuck you want to come? Damn, stop being cowards, nigga. If you a man, I'm going to punch your dick, nigga. Step up and go. What the fuck is wrong with you niggas? But see how intimidating I am? I'm laughing and having fun. Just think if I was in your motherfucking face. If I'm cooking now, a man can shoot your ass and do other shit to you, stab your ass and do some shit. But my intimidation is not my motherfucking physical. It's my brain. I just want to talk to you niggas and y'all intimidated. Like, no, not me. I'm not calling in that motherfucker talking to that nigga. Just my mere presence. The fact that my brain is attached to my body and then my brain want to talk to you, but you motherfuckers like, no. August 14th and your ass going to be quiet because we're not going to talk about this no more. No, we're going to talk about this because this shit go all the way up the political ladder. That Donald Trump and that Joe Biden shit has something to do with this, all of that. Remember, Ronald Savage is a politician, people. He's in bed with politicians, people. Marcy Hamilton is in bed with politicians. This shit is political. It started a political year. It went through the whole 4 years that Donald Trump was in office. And now we in Joe Biden. And this shit is going down. Don't stop until the casket drop. Do I have to quote Pac, the only thing that can kill me is death. Hey, this shit y'all doing ain't nothing. I'm laughing at this shit. Remember, when you see this, nose getting a look. When you see this, I am laughing. See, I could be melting something that ass. That's what he did it for. He went and got in the bed to see if I was going to say, did your guy do that shit to you and do that stupid shit he did to me? Trying to meddle the fact that I had a stroke by saying I had a heart attack. I'm not going to meddle that nigga, though. But I sit back. I seen this shit. I acknowledge it to let him know, yeah, I seen your little moves, Sarnetta. This is chess, not checkers, though, Sarnetta. Stop it. Hey. God be with that fool, though. Well, not, let me not call him fool and say God be with him. God be with that ignorant guy. We're supposed to call him a fool, but hey, I'm a hard head a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I call him a fool. But when you know better, you do better. Or you show better, so I'm a show better. I'm not going to call the man a fool. I call him ignorant, though. Ain't that right, Mr. Strainer? Strainer, you're not a Mason. You're a Strainer. Strainers are somewhat Masons, but they're not. That's why you wear a goddamn fez on your head like the Moors every now and then. That's why you did that shit. Ain't it? You wore the fez because that's what you use. You like Dr. Ben. Dr. Ben got a fez and put it on his head, too, then. What do that symbolize? Islam. Talk to us, Moore. But see, them same motherfuckers that told niggas, go there and get that sovereignty, goddamn First Amendment church. And that's why they acting under the church. See, the church used to be so powerful, it tell the police and different people, don't come into our building. We got the nigga in there, but y'all can't come in here. This is holy ground. This is church. You can't come into the church and fuck with no criminals. We housing that criminal. You know how motherfuckers said on the Mac, that black exploitation movie? This nigga housing hoes. This nigga housing hoes. The church house hoes. It's a haunted house. It house hoes. And these niggas have churches, and they house in hoes. That's what's happening in the community. Y'all don't realize that these church bodies, though they're not Christian churches, is housing in hoes. But y'all hear me, though. Make you jump. A dead end Mac can make you jump. God damn, somebody called me. But I ain't even going to ask y'all no more. Fuck y'all. Let me turn this shit off. And just speak freely over here. Let me turn this shit off because I make a...